Heart is a Dungeon is a TTRPG adventure focused on loss, healing, mourning, and joy. Not all subjects are suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Can you hear the wagon wheel approaching down the road? Pulled by a goat, look at his beard, he must be getting old. What a dirty door they have, what a sad display. Perhaps we'll make the circus sing, then send them on their way. From here, buried in the center of a hollow tree stump, we see a sad and meager wagon pulled by a massive black goat through heavy rain and mud. Thankfully, there is a bridge over the moving river, for you are fey, and that comes with certain rules. Thankfully, you see a farm, a few buildings, not far now down the road. This entire space, fields, gardens, stables, appear to be deeply neglected, in disrepair with every gate creaking in the wind. The main pasture is being overwhelmed by a massive deep purple and blue briar patch creeping in from the woods to the west. You can almost see it expand, inch by inch, into this space of soil and seed. The farmhouse isn't too far now. You're almost there.
Is the farmhouse lit from within?
You do see lights in the windows.
I'm going to fly up to one of the windows and peek inside.
You all watch Lala Lemon whoosh ahead of you, his little silhouette on the orange of the window as you approach through the rain. You see Lala Lemon, without much strain, is a single human woman. She's got overalls on, farming gear. It's a very humble, small space. There looks to be like a stew on the fire. If you were to kind of Lala Lemon hop around and look through a few windows, you would notice a back room with a bunch of beds, almost like the workers stay in this space. They're all full, and it's not really sleeping time, but you do see five or so bodies in each of these beds, and the lights are off and everything. They look asleep.
You hesitated about them being asleep.
That sounded like a question.
Yes.
I'm going to see if I can open the window.
You do find a couple of the windows are unlatched. Window creaks open and you're like, tut, tut, tut. Are you smoking still, or would you put it out in the rain and everything? Or does it go out in water?
It goes out in water. I imagine it's magical. And it will light and extinguish whenever I want it to. Sort of like Spike Spiegel, yeah, like I can swallow it and then cough it back out.
They seem asleep, but without the sounds of sleeping. Like no one's snoring, no one's stirring. Everyone is very arms at their sides, laying flat on their back, but breathing, eyes closed. Tended to, like the sheets and bed linen seem clean, like the place is dust free. You even see some like water basins and stuff like that around. The wagon is probably still a minute, maybe a minute and a half down the way, making its way through the mud.
I'm gonna open up to someone. It's a 7. Yes, on any hit, you capture their attention and they must hear you out.
You're not sure where their dreams are touching, but at the moment they all touch you. Their eyes don't open, their bodies don't stir, but whatever they were all seeing or experiencing fades into this bird with a scarf and a little backpack. And we go back to the wagon, making its way with Takam the Shroud up to his poor little goat knees in mud. Where do you all ride? Are you all riding on the... There is this little driver's seat bench with a little canopy, which would keep one dry. There's also the wagon itself, where you would be outside of the elements, though there are some leaks in its current worn-down state.
No. Starts trying to find materials to patch the leaks.
Drip, 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 drip. It's the very standard.
Nope.
You could have a bunch of coffee cups around.
Absolutely not. Puts bowls around, pots, pans.
I'll contribute my teapot.
Thank you. We can't have this.
Well, I've actually chosen to walk outside alongside the wagon, dancing in the rain, but it's more of kind of like a melancholy twirl than an exuberant dance, and just kind of scooping up any pretty foliage or flowers that we pass by and just kind of haphazardly sticking it to the side of the wagon, trying to make it a little prettier, but just melancholy flowing through the rain.
We have to do something.
Where did that strange bird go?
That's a great question.
Wait, that is an excellent question.
Gemma, one of the little vines you twiddle with your finger pulls back just a little bit. Two sharp little tugs and then releases. But it responded to your touch as the wagon's moving past this spot.
Oh, is there something you want to say? I'm gonna just kind of bend down to get a better look at it.
Cool. So the one I chose was reveal to them something you're considering and judge their reaction to it. And so as their attention is on Lala, he will say, I'm considering stealing your dreams. How do you feel about that?
Beautiful. All the mouths open at once in a high-pitched singing bowl hum, and out of one at a time, their voices echo into this choiry-like wave of communication. And the song that they sing is of one of, you can't steal what's already gone, so go ahead. But they don't wake. They just share this song in a moment where you have forced the breath from them.
This is incredibly disappointing. I'm going to go to the door and go into the kitchen where the lady is at.
Amazing. Door opens and Takam the Shroud comes to a stop in front of the farmhouse, looking at his feet. Oh man, should have just stayed with my moth.
Dealt you with my cloak.
Thank you. Thank you. I have to stoop because I'm so tall.
I'm on my tiptoes.
He's fine in the rain. He just doesn't. It's just. You know what I mean? He's just like, I don't. It's not great. It's not great for me. You know? I mean, I prefer not to get wet. Knock, knock. Pizza!
Out in the field, Gemma, What are you doing with this playful little vine as you see that the wagon has parked and that they have knocked?
Having taken a step towards Winter, there's just kind of this eerie whispering about me, and I'm just gonna kind of give it a little tickle. What are you up to?
These are mortal plants. They're a little different than what you're used to, but you feel a desire for growth, community, for revenge. None of it with much hostility, just very matter of fact.
May I try to draw them out?
You may.
That was a 4, so that was a miss, and I get to ask you what went wrong.
What went wrong is that they don't want to be drawn out. They want to grow and draw in, and you feel the vine begin to wrap around your wrist, not violently, but insistently, as like, yes, yes, and is slightly tugging you towards it without an overly aggressive posture, as much as come and see, come and join. And we go to the farmstead where, let's go with Lala Lemon first. You open this door, you see the same farm woman who was in the process of serving themselves some stew on this cold and rainy day. And they drop this plate as you walk in, and there's a knock at the door. They two different directions at once. They seem a little bit of a panic, a little bit of a oh no moment. How do you respond to this knock at the door and entering into their kitchen?
I just look at the door. Gah. Because I'm also surprised, like,
She looks at the door and starts kind of sidestepping towards it. Throws out some seed. Faye, when somebody throws seeds of certain sorts in front of them, stop all they're doing and count and pick up each piece. She didn't throw a lot, but she got your attention for a second while she goes to that door and opens it. Your friends look past her to see Lala Lemon picking up these corn kernels.
I eat those kernels as I count them. Nom, nom, nom.
Egan and Purple Pippa, you see a human woman, broad, sturdy, from a lot of farm work, sad and sort of tired eyes, wondering what is happening, a little fearful.
Oh, I'm so sorry to disturb you. My name is Egan. Pleasure to meet you. And I would like to ease her by greeting her with honest pleasure.
You see her eyes just drawn to your candle, like looking through it and seeing the feather cloak past you as you make your play.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Don't sprout to stare, but I can move over. Go look with my friend.
Hi.
I got a 9.
They begin to respond in a almost offended way, like, what are you all doing at my house and in my house type of moment. And then something strikes and they realized how long it's been since they spoke out loud and someone spoke back. And whether it's a sigh of giving in or giving up, their body language kind of relaxes and they're like, all right, hi, I'm Holly. Holly End, this is my farm.
Pleasure to meet you, Holly.
I'm assuming you're lost or looking for a place, or is this your bird?
I wouldn't say. A friend.
Fallen companion.
Yes. Ownership, that doesn't sound right.
You're not all from these parts, are you?
We're not too far off. I do have a question. We saw some odd-looking brambles back there. What's up with that? They're a little grabby.
Taking over my whole farm. They're breaking my machinery. They're killing my crops. I just can't get them to stop growing. And we go out into the field as the vine that won't stop growing is kind of tugging in on poor Gemma. Once again, not violently.
Would the act of it wrapping around me be considering letting it put its arms around me?
Yes. Yes.
Well, then I'd like to roll for that if I may.
I would love it if you did.
So good.
Ooh, that's a 10.
Ooh. Nice.
I'll let it pull me, and I'll just kind of dramatically lean into it. And as I do, say, you know this can't last. Will you stay with me anyway? And just kind of let it pull me.
And its thorns are pulled in as it would rather shrink itself than ever hurt you. And the tug becomes softer, more of a reminder, like, don't forget me. Do you still love me if I was a worm? And every session, they will have to roll to see if they maintain this obsession with you. And the hunger is replaced with longing, and they want to be understood in their desire for revenge, not just have it. As you sit cross-legged in the mud, and this vine just loosens around you and just softly, like, touches a cheek and forms a little protective layer above your head so that not even the rain would dampen those eyes. And we go back inside as she is getting mad at these vines and just the idea, but she's also kind of thrown off by specifically La La Lemon coming out of such a sensitive room.
And Egan sort of leans up. Gemma, are we interrupting something?
You just see a hand, like, waving you away.
you're good. Okay, then. All right.
You see one vine holding a violin.
Oh, wow.
My violin.
Okay. Well, it's getting serious out there.
We do have a patch of dirt, don't we?
We do have a patch of dirt.
Maybe we'll ask Gemma. Oh,
I sense a solution coming on.
Run away with me.
But she goes to kind of scoot La La Lemon a little bit so she can shut the door behind her. She seems very sad, like very burdened with the state of the farm, the state of her life at the moment, and now there's all these people to deal with, and her stew plate is broken.
Aww. Can I peck at the stew?
We can get you another plate. Shall we have one in the wagon, perhaps? I'm gonna go check. I'll check. See if there's a spare plate.
You don't have a spare plate in the wagon. You do notice that pile of dirt in the back has one small little sprout.
Look at you.
And if all of you were to look, you would not be able to find a walnut on you.
Oh. When did this happen?
So if this was a movie, it would be Egan is standing there in front of this soil with this one little sprout as one light beam comes through the ceiling, one drip of water.
This is just great. All right. Well, I can't wait to tell them the good news. We're going to have a baby in the dirt.
She's still a little confused, like, are you staying here? Like, did you just want to get out of the rain? Are you lost?
Would you mind if we stayed here just for a bit?
There's not a lot of room inside, but you're welcome to stay underneath the barn.
Well, that's mighty kind of you.
What's with the bodies?
The what?
The what?
Her eyes go wide. I'm back out in the field. This vine is enraptured and smitten. You'll have gathered through the grapevine that it at one point ruled this whole valley. And then when the farmers came, they drove back the wood, they drove back the vines, agriculture started. A more permanent form of the garden began. So the wild parts of the garden could not move as freely anymore. And you'll see an anger in this bramble to have this space back, and memories of angry hoes and farming tools cutting and gnashing and biting and separating it from its families, and a lot of true and angry emotion. And the vine basically asks you to help it take over this space.
Can I do reveal your heart to someone move before I respond?
I cannot tell you no.
That's 11. You actually also get to choose a reaction, but I get to choose one too from my little list here. What I'd really like to share with them is my own uprooting, just in impressions, and maybe I'll start to play one of my little flutes just to get the sorrow across. But in doing so, I also want to impress on them that freedom can be other things and invite it along with us. But what I would like to do is move it to action to come with us. Yeah.
If there is a way it can give you images or ideas, it shows you endless forest, a vine that goes for miles and miles underground, above ground, through roots, through caves. And it's, do you have room for even me?
I think we can find a way.
A pile of brambles the size of a small mountain shifts towards your wagon as we go back inside. Lala Lemons has asked, what's up with the bodies? And you see her countenance drop. Another sigh, another thing to deal with, more words to say. Their mouth and heart just seem thick with so many things that need to be said.
I'm going to size someone up. That's a 7. What do you hope will happen? What do you fear? And how prepared are you for each?
But what you glean in this form of questioning or sensing or conversation from her is that the world was just changing too fast. A couple nights they'd go to sleep, the world would shift due to some new discovery, some new invention, some new form of art. These people would try to wake up and there'd be no space for them in the world. It had moved on while they dreamt, and there's no room for them to wake up anymore. The world just changed too quickly. You get all these fears and all these worries, but at the heart of it, these people need part of the world to resemble them, or they won't be able to wake up into it. Nothing feels like home. And she'll also explain that 4 of them are workers and 1 is her wife.
Ho, ho, hold on. This year, I know exactly what I'm getting my sleigh dear. Holiday gift cards from Hero Forge, with a wide range of options from tabletop miniatures, physical and digital, to 3D printed dice you design, and also custom keychains. Upgrade your gaming experience with the Pro subscription, which grants you access to new item drops a week early, and unleash your inner bard by designing wild creations, giving them the perfect mood lighting and backdrops with the photo booth tool. All that and more, starting at only $3.99 a month. Avoid those long lines and have your Hero Forge gift cards delivered straight to your email at heroforge.com.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
You can hear it from inside the house now as these brambles that are in love are following the source of all their affection that they've received today. If either of you looked out the door, you would see Gemma just walking with the swirling mass of thorns and vines beside them.
Ah, Gemma, it seems it's gone well. Whatever you have done, you have certainly done it.
Have you met my new friend?
I would love to. Do they have a name?
Well, we haven't quite gotten that far yet.
Oh, but it seems so serious so soon. You should probably get a name.
I don't know if this is gonna work out the way I hoped it would. Can I, open up to them?
You can.
The brambles?
As they reach a spot that almost looks like an old chicken coop that's not used anymore, and they just crush it.
Oh, God. Ooh. Oh, yeah. My. Oops. Oh, boy. I feel like Egan, as this is happening, if the door is ajar in any sort of way, it's like, okay, we don't have it. Here, we'll be right in 1 minute.
I would like to reveal to them what I'd like them to do. If they accede, offer them a reward or a favor, but if they refuse, you may consider it an insult. My dear new friend, I fear that our love is going to cause harm to others. I would love if you could go into the world and find happiness and let go of this anger. It's only gonna make you sick, and I want better for you than that. And if you can do me this favor, I will give you the last piece I have left of my heart.
I would say there's an element of insult and forgiveness on both sides of this situation. It has been woken up to that it could be loved, that there is a form of hunger that isn't destructive. And then the moment it began to believe and move towards that with you, you've asked it to stop and go find happiness. So under that move to action, violence is also one of the listed options. And I will say it listens to you and leaves, but as it leaves, there's a swath of destruction through this farm that you could only say is a broken heart. Into the world, away from you, its arms still wrapped around you, at least on the inside. It will carry your name into the darkest places of the forest and the smallest caverns under mushrooms. It will write those little letters of Gemma in river soil in the center of mountains until all the seeds dry up at the end of all things and nothing grows again. But it also destroyed the shit out of this farm as it was making its way.
I don't think I even notice the destruction caused, but I almost go like grayscale and dramatically just kind of put an arm out as they go. And can I abandon myself to grief for real this time?
I just love the idea that maybe Egan has never seen Gemma do this before. And it's like, Gemma, what are we doing?
So I rolled a 10, so I get to choose one. I will just kind of look over my shoulder at Egan, and as I do, just like my tears start to turn to like stardust, and I just like turn into sparkles and flow away with the wind. But as I do, I would like to make good on my promise to the brambles and whisper my true name into its ear as I blow by and become the wind.
Oh!
And for the first time ever, the brambles blossom. These deep flowers of purple, orange, yellow, all across this region, echoing out your name as you are wind. Where you go, you don't know yet. You won't be gone long, but for the moment, you are a cloud. Inside the house, Egan, you do watch this. You watch Gemma become wind.
I open the door. Well, Gemma's dead. Maybe, perhaps, maybe dead.
It's been 5 minutes.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is there a body?
No. Blew away on the wind. Gone. Just gone.
So we have bodies upstairs. We have a missing body outside.
I don't know what to do.
I've been trying, and they point, and you can see that they've been trying to interior design this room. Like, there's different wallpaper and color swatches, and they're trying to change it like a lock combination to see if some element will wake them up if they feel at home.
Well, what did they like when they were, you know, part of the waking world?
She points to one other human female that's there, and she's like, well, she liked me.
Oh.
She liked her coffee with one sugar and a little quiet in the morning so she could think about her dreams. That's what she liked.
That's lovely.
The others, I didn't know them as well, but they were all kind and good, and they loved this farm.
Oh. Maybe it's not just the room.
The farm as a whole.
Maybe we should give the farm a voice.
Circus move.
Ah, that is a very good plan.
Ka. I open my mouth and its voice comes from my beak.
Lala Lemons opens his mouth, and there's that same singing bowl ringing, but with kas mixed in, if one could. You hear a humming from the other room, and Polly runs to the door and opens it. All of their mouths open, and you see these little spirals of color, of purples, of pinks, of blues coming out of them almost like fairy dust. And the song with Lala's song starts merging. You see little ticks of a few of them start to stir, just slightly. Maybe they hadn't been heard in a while here at the end of the world, but I would say easily a step in the process of them waking or stirring has begun as Lala is singing this song of waking dreams with them. It's a little ominous though. Just a bunch of open mouths with like ringing coming out of it.
Oh, that's unsettling. I do like it though. Good trick.
Can I do something with the wind instead? Can we sniff the wind?
Yes.
Sniff the wind for our good friend.
Who is dead?
Who is
rest in
apparently
peace.
Dead? There is nothing to rest.
Gemma, Paddy, someone.
Gemma, please. Ooh, I have a minus one to this, but that is a 7. I might ask one of those. Has Egan told me that Gemma is the wind?
I did. I told you that they just Yeah.
Okay. I would like to ask specifically of Gem of the Wind, if I trust my nose to lead me to the heart of this, where would it take me next?
That is actually a question for our MC, because I don't get to decide that.
If I trust my nose to lead me to the heart of this, where would it take me next? And your eyes go silver, just opalescent, smooth, shiny silver, almost like a mirror glass. And you just begin walking through her home with your hands extended. While Lala Lemon is singing the song of the living and the dead, you go to a cupboard and pull out their version of an old photo album, but they're all sketches and drawings and whatnot. And you with your silver eyes and your bird cloak bristling with all these feathers and just the sense of hospitality within your heart as the feather cloak, you kind of work your way back into that space and open this book. And you start describing the pictures out loud. I see you when you were small, next to a well with a father with strong hands, or it's you learning to read from the friend next door. You start almost declaring these memories over them, and you see their bodies impacting and twitching as it's hitting.
I've thought of what I want to do. In a very different, less sensitive approach, Egan approaches the beds.
I see you moving around, but you're all quite a bit lazy, aren't you? Aren't you hard-working folk to take care of this farm? Look at what's happened to it. You're letting it fall into disrepair. Get up! I dare you.
And, I'm going to ask, since they've been sleeping, I know they're unsure of their place in this world, but I know they've been dreaming of being here. So I'm going to ask them where their dreams would take them. And I know a secret way there, and I take them there unchallenged. If it works. That is an 11.
The singing mixed with the memories coming from Purple Pippa, and you almost berating and daring them and to hold on to those dreams and memories, like don't let it be for naught. While they're still all asleep, the farm begins to change. The violence that the brambles did starts to grow with little blossoms and clover. The fences that were broken get straighted up as plants tighten them and pull them back into place. You even see crops of corn and things coming up knee high, waist high. And as the farm reaches a level of repair and spring and abundance, you see these eyes start to flicker. You see big yawns as though they were acorns being woken with tiny bells as they wake up after weeks, after months, and her hands go to her mouth. She's like, Cynthia? Cynthia! And she runs forward. She holds her. She's like, all I dreamt of was you. And they're just weeping. Somewhere distant, the wind is looking down from a cloud that forgot its own name. And you're looking down at this land. You see the end farm. You see this burst of color growing out of it, as though spring was released from a geyser or a heart. The rains pick back up and you are no longer wind, but you are 1,000 small pieces of yourself trickling down as the weeping gale. At the house, the three of you have seen all of this. Holly talking to them, explaining to them what's happened, being completely blown away by what's happened, and obviously in a state of shock at what these strangers have destroyed and repaired. Is everyone in the home doing at this moment? Are you giving them space? Are you interacting with them like guests or old friends? What is our party up to as the wind falls down as rain?
so pecking at the soup on the floor.
Well, my friends, I believe you have some work to do.
Also, maybe take a bath. You've been here, so it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Just get to it eventually. I mean, I know you work on a farm, but we can be presentable.
They realize it's raining as you tell them to take a bath. And if all of you were to stay inside and look out the door, you see them wide opened arms as the water's coming down. They're looking around the farm like, it's never been so lush. We could really do this. We could really live here at the end. And you see two old gnome men like hold hands and like wipe little mushroom tears from their eyes as the little algae starts growing. So Holly treasures community and consistency and has an abundance of information and food.
Well, Holly, where would you suggest we go? Should we go left or should we go to the right?
Well, I guess I'm not sure what you're doing. The left, there's a town there. It's like it used to be a fort and now it's more of just a city, much bigger than here. The right is a weird old...
Right it is.
Different path. You would go through haunted train cars, cemeteries, all the way up to the dwarven communities in the mountains to the north. The left, you would mostly stick with fairly normal human settlements, but much safer.
But not as much fun.
After making these arrangements with briars that love you and strangers that are grateful, you'll notice that in the kitchen space of your wagon, the ceiling in the four corners has a long, thick row of vines. And there's these little buds at the end that will grow into any berries you desire. If you were to look back in your pile of soil, that one sprout has a single leaf.
Oh my god. They grow up so fast.
And I'll also say she has a little bit of furniture she can donate to you. You have a little table now in your dining space, four simple chairs, and these beautiful lush vines that will just sprout any berry you desire on command because of the love you sown into this farm at the end of the world.
Do I rematerialize at some point?
We can all hope.
Hi, I'm Feral Moonbeam. You can find me on Blue Sky and the Heart is a Dungeon podcast, and sometimes I draw things.
Hello, I'm Kelly, also known as the Kellhop on most places in the internet. I play games in places, and I hope you come watch them.
Hi, I'm Mika, and I do things. I'm a Brazilian-American content creator and AP performer, best known for creating Roll D5, R-O-L-E D5. We are a Twitch channel that specializes in playing indie TTRPGs. You can mostly find me there, or you can check out my Linktree, which is Mika McIntosh, M-I-K-A-M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H. That's Linktree/Mika McIntosh. Mika like the singer, McIntosh like the computer, minus the A. Kisses.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I am a voice actor, and you can find me at Zoteo Potato on Twitter or on my website, zoedlee.card.co.
Hey, I'm Rara. I show up in a lot of games, and I run this podcast. You can find me most places under some sort of Rara. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining our circus.